This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With the House set to take up the Inflation Reduction Act this week, it's a good time to talk about inflation as a measure. Maybe hard to imagine, but until recently, the release of the Consumer Price Index was kind of a snoozer for most people. Now, though, it feels like the whole economy waits with bated breath for the CPI, and the next release is tomorrow morning. Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going.
So just to jog your memory, the headline inflation rate, that's the rate that includes volatile gas and food prices and will be making actual headlines tomorrow. Anyway, that rate in June was 9.1%, which is not good.
That was the most worried I've been about inflation.
Betsy Stevenson is an economist at the University of Michigan. She's particularly troubled by the consistent rise in service prices, and we'll be looking for that tomorrow.
So medical services, childcare services, haircuts, it indicates inflation that might be not likely to fix itself.
And harder for the Fed to fix with rate hikes. But there may be bright spots in tomorrow's numbers. Gas prices dipped in July and some commodities got cheaper. And there are indications that the cost of goods is dropping, at least online, says Vivek Pandia, who tracks e-commerce for Adobe.
We're now starting to see prices from major categories like electronics and apparel start to come down. And that deflation is, you know, a first for us in quite some time.
Pandia says retailers are discounting all that excess patio furniture and other pandemic inventory stuck in their warehouses. But even if tomorrow's CPI numbers are better than expected, we can't assume inflation has finally been whipped. Greg McBride is chief financial analyst with Bankrate.com.
We've been head faked three or four times in the last year or so on inflation and the idea of whether or not it has peaked.
As for the number of times we say the word inflation on this program, yeah, that may not have peaked either. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.